Penguin Random House Audio presents The Unsettlers, In Search of the Good Life in Today's America. This is the author, Mark Sundin. For Cedar, who showed me what to say. The danger of civilization, of course, is that you will piss away your life on nonsense. Jim Harrison. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. Merle Haggard. Introduction. By the time the train approached the station, night had fallen. Sarah gathered her bags and descended the stairs to the luggage rack. Her husband helped slide an unwieldy cardboard box toward the door. The steel floor rocked beneath her shoes. The conductor's voice crackled over the loudspeaker. "This is not a smoking stop, folks. Unless this is your final destination, please stay on board the train. The next smoking stop will be Kansas City." Sarah peered out the window but saw only her reflection. She turned to the woman beside her. "Are you from here?" The woman said she was. "Can you see the stars here?" "Oh, yes," said the woman. "They're beautiful." Sarah and Ethan had spent 2 nights on the train. First, they rode the Silver Meteor from Fort Lauderdale to Washington, a 22-hour haul. Then 19 hours to Chicago aboard the Capital Limited. Had she sifted through newspapers discarded on seats by fellow passengers, Sarah might have seen an item concerning the bankruptcy of the nation's second largest...